This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at angie.com.
We have Jack O'Donnell from O'Donnell & Associates. Jack, good morning. Thanks for being with us this Sunday morning.
Good morning. Thrilled to be here, and I'm thrilled about the Sabres' win last night, too.
I mean, come on. If only the Canadians could have held on to the lead in Tampa, the Sabres would be 8 points out of the playoffs. But you know what? You keep winning, and anything's possible.
I love that attitude.
Now, there was a signed new district for the Congress was signed by the governor. Jack, how did we get to this point?
Boy, it's been a long, winding road, hasn't it? It really goes back to 2011 and 2012 when Andrew Cuomo and the Senate Republicans and Assembly Democrats passed a constitutional amendment to create an independent redistricting commission that was basically flawed. And so what we saw in 2020 was a project where the Independent Redistricting Commission couldn't even agree with themselves on some maps. The Assembly and Senate went ahead and drew their own maps. Those were challenged in court because they hadn't followed the process. And so we had judges appoint a special master who drew the lines that governed during the last congressional election 2 years ago. Democrats then went to court to say we should still get another chance to redraw them. The Redistricting Commission put up some new maps. The legislature didn't like them. They voted them down. And then very quickly this time passed maps that look like they're going to hold, seem to have, if not bipartisan support, at least bipartisan resignation that those are going to be the lines and we're moving forward.
Now, some people might be confused, Jack, because there's a few special elections coming up, but for those, we're sticking to the old districts, correct?
Exactly. So those will be on the old lines and then they'll change. In Western New York, they don't change a lot, but they'll change a little for the June primaries and November elections.
Now, there is a candidate in NY26. Well, he wants to be a candidate. I don't think he got the signatures. And he's claiming that the new lines actually make NY26 more conservative than it was in the 2020 redrawing or the 2022 redrawing. Is that correct? Is there any district that, because most people would think, okay, this was redrawn, they're going to be either more of a toss-up or more to the left. Are there any districts that might go the other way?
Well, sure. The whole map was changed, right? But it was really changed around the edges. And so, I don't want to get lost about what one person says on Twitter here, but I think that, I'm sorry, on X, But I think that overall, these maps are relatively close to what they were before. New York 26 still has a very substantive liberal, democratic, left, whatever you want to say, majority, and should be a safe seat for Democrats come November.
Now, according to Politico, one of the most changed districts was Mark Molinaro's seat. Could we be seeing a change in that district? Let me rephrase that. Were any of these districts changed so much to where we could see an incumbent at a disadvantage?
Well, sure, they were changed. I mean, I think my analysis is the central New York seat where Brandon Williams is the most changed. Now, that was changed by the commission and then also changed under the lines. I think, I think what they mean is that the district that departed the most from what the Independent Redistricting Commission proposed might be Molinaro's. And I think, I think you saw that in some of the independent analysis of these seats, right? The Cook Political Report, which is very well respected, I think moved it from lean Republican to Republican toss-up, which is a change, but not a huge change.
Now, so this was challenged, and that's how we got to redistricting again. Jack, do we see that happening, in 2 years? Are we going to see different districts again in 2 years, or is this going to be the set one until the next census?
It looks like this is going to hold. I think, we saw, a lot of the Republicans, like John Faso, the former congressman who had been along with Ed Cox sort of driving the challenge in the courts. Again, not perhaps thrilled, but knowing what was possible if Democrats did a really intense gerrymander, I think we saw them kind of resigned that these are fair enough considering the partisan makeup of the state that we don't expect and we haven't seen so far. One of those challenges. So it looks like these will hold until the next census.
Now, I know we did talk about this a little bit, but just to reiterate, when you're talking Western New York district, so we're talking Nick Langworthy, we're talking Claudia Tenney, and then whoever wins NY26, you don't see any major changes here that any of those seats are in danger?
No, all of those seats, I think the partisan makeup is relatively consistent. I think the Tenney and Langworthy seats will be Republican seats, and I think that vacant seat is very likely to be a Democratic seat.
Now, Jack, another thing I want to ask you before we this is a question that I saw on Twitter, and my whole lifetime, New York State in the national election has obviously gone to the Democratic Party, right? I mean, it's a Democratic stronghold state. Is there any polling that shows that could change in November, or is this just people trying to talk good getting to the presidential election?
Well, anything can happen in this day and age, but I think it's really tough. You can extrapolate, right? The Republicans had a strong candidate for governor who got within, within a close margin. You can look at how Biden is falling behind in some of that polling, right? The New York Times has a poll today that has Trump significantly ahead of Biden, with Biden continuing to bleed support from Hispanics and African-American voters. Right. You could put all of those together. And certainly there is, a scenario, I suppose, where Republicans could win New York. I think more realistically, you see kind of what you saw last in the gubernatorial race. I think as polls showed that Lee Zeldin was gaining and even in a statistical dead heat with Kathy Hochul. That energized Democrats, and Democrats came out. And I still think you'll see that in November. I think some of the polling now about Democratic dissatisfaction with Biden, though very real, may change when it is just a choice between Biden or Trump.
Last question for you. Now that these district maps are settled, right, is there anything else we should be keeping our eye on Albany for coming out of the legislative body now that these maps are behind us?
Well, the big thing is the budget, right? And we're talking about a $233 billion budget right now, which touches everything. A lot of a lot of, if you forgive the pun, energy from Western New York last year about some of the energy proposals. Some of those are back in different forms, you know, but a lot of energy, especially out of other parts of the state on taxes and raising taxes. So a lot to come as we try to get a budget done in Albany over the next month.
And Jack, I'm sure we'll be talking about that in the coming months or in the coming weeks as we get close to the budget. Jack, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.